This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams, in for David Brancaccio. Amazon recently confirmed plans to provide internet connectivity from space. The company says it wants to put a network of more than 3,000 satellites into low Earth orbit and use them to make broadband available to 95% of the world's population. Amazon is not the first to try this idea, and it will face a lot of hurdles before it can launch those satellites into orbit. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
Delivering broadband to rural and underdeveloped areas creates a lot of new internet users. Frank Gillette with Forrester Research says those are potential Amazon customers, too.
You can't use Amazon unless you have some form of internet access.
But it's not going to be easy to provide broadband by satellite. Amazon will need access to radio frequencies, or spectrum, and that's already in short supply, says Brent Scorup at the Mercatus Center.
They're not making new spectrum anymore, so you have to try to find what little is unused at this point.
Amazon will also have competitors, SpaceX, Google, and OneWeb, which also have plans to launch thousands of broadband satellites. Brian Whedon at the Secure World Foundation says they won't just be competing for customers. Their satellites will have to stay out of each other's way.
If there's going to be a collision, that could generate space debris.
Space junk is already a problem in orbit. Amazon will also likely have to convince regulators it can safely wind down its satellites once they've reached the end of their useful lives. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by T. Rowe Price, offering a strategic investing approach that examines investment opportunities firsthand. Institutions, advisors, employers, and individuals choose T. Rowe Price. T. Rowe Price. Invest with confidence. And by Emma, the email marketing platform. Emma helps you create and send personalized email campaigns that reach your audience. Learn more at myemma.com.